Very good evening right around Australia, right around the world, in fact, for this historic 2020 Toyota AFL Grand Final. First Grand Final ever outside of the Victorian state. First ever night Grand Final. And thanks to our marquee McDonald's sponsor, as always, Tackle the Heat of the new McSpicy Burger. Thanks to Macca's, and we have got the biggest and the best team assembled on Grand Final Day. As you'd expect, the man regarded as the greatest player in the history of the game, Wayne Carey, is with us. Welcome, Duck.
Yeah, g'day, Dar. It's hard not to get excited, isn't it? Grand Final. We've got two healthy teams, so really looking forward to this one.
Chris Judd, couple of Brownlows, premiership medals, got a trophy cabinet full of everything you'd want to achieve in the game. Welcome to you, Juddy.
Thank you, Duke. Very excited about tonight. I think we've got the two best teams, plenty of subplots, and going to be a ripper.
All Australian, a man regarded by himself as the best player for 10 games back in the early 2000s. Nate Brown joins us. Welcome to you, Nate.
It was a big 10 games, Duke, I'll tell you that. But the Tigers and the Cats probably played the best footy of anybody this year. Probably weren't the best sides in it. I thought Brisbane and Port were, but probably played the best footy of anyone in patch.
James Brayshaw ready to call this one to shreds. The Chew Man into his 18th grand final here on Triple M.
Hey,
he's a two-time day, two-time night premiership statistician as well, Duck, with the club that you made your famous name with. We've got all coming up. It's a historic situation, as we said. First night grand final, and we're building up to the pre-game entertainment on. We're going to get into this game. Bill Brownless will join us very shortly. What do we make of the build-up so far, Duck? We've heard you talk a lot about the game today. Fair bit of rain around. What do you make of it so far?
Yeah, look, build-up obviously a little bit different with a night grand final. The rain's hampered it a little bit as well. But, I think, you know, the players these days play so many night games. So there's been talk, you know, will it make a difference having to sit around all day going into a grand final? Well, all their prelims are played at night anyway, so I don't think that'll make too much difference.
Any temptation to have a late change? There's Josh Caddy sitting there on the Tigers' emergency, Juddy, and Nate looks like a player that you would think would be purpose-built with his big, thick frame in these conditions. Would you be tempted to swing a late one?
I wouldn't be tempted to change personnel per se. I think Richmond are just about the best weather team I've ever seen play. What I would be tempted to do if I was Geelong is to modify the way they play a little bit. I think their kick mark game may not stand up quite as well if it really does become torrential rain. So that's the sort of change I'd look at potentially.
And Chris Scott has shown, Juddy, that he's been willing to change things in game and change players' positions. Like Zach Tui, he's been a back flanker for his whole career. He's been playing forward. Patrick Dangerfield has been probably the best midfielder in the comp, or probably top three, and he's gone forward. So he has been able to swing the changes. Whether he can do that tonight and get that right is remain to be seen.
All Australian lineup for the pre-game entertainment. Andrew Stockdale from Wolfmother on the stage at the moment, backed by the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. We'll bring you some of that as the evening unfolds. But my man who will be very, very excited, maybe a touch nervous. He had a big day already, Bill. I'm told he was in all-time form for the Saturday rub today.
He was brilliant today, but I reckon some of those nerves might be put off a little bit by what he's consuming.
We speak of the great William Brownless who joins us. Big Bill, how are you, mate?
G'day, Duke, and looking forward to this. Who are these bands? I've got no idea. Any of these bloody bands out there, who are they?
That'll be Wolfmother on stage. You're going to hear from the DMAs, Shepherd, up-and-coming Australian bands, Bill. It's an exciting thing to have happen.
Yeah. Hey, how's Brian? Has anyone seen or heard of Brian?
Jeez, I'm told you flattened Brian right off. I haven't heard it, but there was a walk-off, Juddy, in the Saturday rub.
It felt like bullying to me, Duke, and felt like there will be a complaint coming from Brian, and to be honest, Duck, I think it would be justified.
Well, it was Bill. It was Bill.
That's right.
Bill did it.
Boys, if you give it, you got to take it, don't you? Is that one of the great Australian truisms? One of the great Australian truisms.
And you've taken your fair share over the year, Bill, it's fair to say. So you dished out a little bit and Brian's thrown the toys right out of the cot. Is that what's happened?
Exactly right. Mate, everyone calls me fat. And that's probably true.
No, it's not probably true.
Oh, Jimmy's there, is he? Yes. Old Jimmy boy just sitting back doing nothing.
And you would have put on 10 kilos just between leaving the rubber now.
I tell you what, I'm into about my 7th Carlton draft. It's mother's milk. I'm sitting there with a Geelong beanie on, my scarf, and the pubs are just starting to fill up because you have two sessions. You have the Cox Plate session. We're just getting them out and a couple of girls... lunch didn't agree with them, I don't think. But anyway, we got rid of them. And then we've just got everyone coming in now with their scarves, their Geelong jumpers. Two people come in with Richmond jumpers, and we said, sorry, can't get in. And we're ready to go. It is fantastic.
Narrowhead, any of the old boys? Of course, Narrow's boy Sam playing in the game. Any of the old campaigners filing in?
Well, no, poor old Narra is in Ballarat, mate, so we haven't seen him. Barrons is coming in, Barry Sonnen coming in tomorrow. Right. But I got Matty Stokes.
Stoker.
The old Stoker, and he comes in with Brad Ottens, who, interesting bloke, Brad Ottens, one of the great players of all times, but he owns a house on Bowen Heads Road. He does nothing. He sits out on his veranda at Bowen Heads Road and watches the cars go past. That's all he does.
As well as being in possession, Nath, of one of the most extraordinarily large
heads
of any human alive.
And for those who weren't quite aware, Narrow Head, that would be Sam Simpson's father.
Sean.
Speaking of the halftime entertainment at the moment, did you see Bill last night doing Angry Anderson out of the Batmobile and not being able to remember one word of it?
No, I knew three words. Bound for glory.
All right, Bill, sounds like you're in fine form down there. We appreciate you dropping by, and we'll look forward to maybe catching up with you at halftime if you're around and you're still able to string a few sentences together, Bill.
I'm just about to get on the CC and dry just for a couple, just to get me going, and then back on the froth.
I strongly suggest, Duke, this is the very last we see of Bill. He's in no fit state.
Yes, we've just been sending a photo through of Bill. Getting that up at Triple N Footy. Thanks to Bill Brownless.
The biggest ex-footballer Nuffy.
Bill?
In the game.
Number one?
Yep, number one.
Hard to argue with that, I would have thought, Duck.
No, I agree with that.
Hey, let's get down to ground level. Tommy Brown is going to join us right across the evening here on this night grand final at the Gabba. He's been based on the Gold Coast for the entire AFL season. Tommy, any news that we need to hear from? On you, Tommy. Nice start from you, Tommy. We'll get back to Tommy Brown shortly. Tommy. Just a sloop at the wheel there,
Phone
Tommy.
News day, Duke. Must have been.
Must have been much going on. Let's hear the story of the day. And that is Nick Vlosten has had his house set alight down in Torquay. His vision of an arsonist. What a peanut who's decided that was a good idea. So not sure Nick Vlosten needs to deal with that on grand final day.
Were you a wolf mother man, Nath, back in the day?
I was, Jim. Yeah. A very
you
big wolf
like
mother man. I've been keeping an eye on that. I thought he did a great job.
Did you?
He's the only one I've known so far. Yeah, it was a rare crew.
Me too. I agree with you, by the way, Duke. Why would you think that that's the correct way to behave? Let's hope that CCTV vision's really clear and he gets nabbed. And the book gets thrown.
Yeah, nice little 10-year stint in the big house potentially, Duck, for that.
Yeah, good to see that. Good to see that the yaks have gone on. Damo this morning was all doom and gloom. He had the grand final being cancelled today.
Damo, did you?
He did too.
He's like, there's going to be an electrical storm and there's a chance it could be cancelled. Straight to the negative.
He kept pulling the reason that he'd lived there for 10 weeks. Yeah. He was an authority on electrical storms in Brisbane. Please. He'd lived there early on in his life. And no one else could have an opinion on the electrical storms in Queensland.
Very easily scared, Damo.
Given what we've gone through this year, and he wants to bring an electrical storm to stop the grand final.
He also MC'd a function. Seriously.
Damo's doing MC work.
Imagine if you paid your good money, pile into the Gabba, you're sitting there going, I'm ready for a rocking afternoon function, and you look up and there's Purple running
the show. That's a part of why BT got upset, because BT tried to undercut him.
He did. Tried to slip him.
But Damo got the gig. BT said, I'll do it cheaper.
And then they said, no, we want Damo.
That can't be true.
That cannot be true. That flattened
why he stormed off after that.
He was flattened early by that.
And he had the main channel issues too, JB, I believe.
He wasn't on the main channel.
He might have tried to
channel.
He wanted more airtime.
He might have tried to undercut you once. Jim,
he did.
Let's get back inside the Gabba. I want to come back and hear more about that story. Tommy Brown is ready to join us. Tommy, welcome to you.
Darce, it's great to be here. I'm standing in the forward pocket, the entertainment taking place as we speak. The rain has eased and almost stopped. There's a big smoke haze now from some of the pre-game entertainment. I think they had more rain this afternoon in a two-hour period in Brisbane than they had in the combined previous 6 months. But from a bureau perspective, the AFL will maintain close contact with the Bureau of Meteorology tonight. Any threat of lightning has abated or subsided, at least for the moment. And I must say the conditions are a little bit better than what I expected. But an incredible atmosphere here. Coming into the ground, there were hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of supporters from both respective sides. I think Queenslanders have almost adopted a side tonight, because the stadium itself is a sea of black and gold and also blue and white, reflecting Geelong. And I just can't wait. I think the AFL, in trying circumstances, has done a great job with this pre-game entertainment. It'll have some knockers, no doubt, but from a spectacle perspective, particularly those lights, it's already fantastic.
And Tommy, just looking at the live pictures, there appears to be no need to cancel the game as Damien Barrett wanted earlier today. Looks like the rain has subsided, has it?
No, we all sometimes overbake the threat of lightning, Darcy. I reckon I might have been a bit guilty of that earlier on as well. But no threat of lightning for the moment. And, Duck, I have seen BT in the last few minutes. I just came down from the seven box. He was doing a bit of a roaming as I was getting a bit of a touch-up of makeup, and he was speaking to Vossi and Hodgie, and he just had to do, he did a little roaming that's gone online. He's in good form. He's all ready to go.
All right, here come the Cats onto the Gabba. There is the little master, Gary Ablett, in his final game. So much focus on that man for Coates High. This is Triple M Footy Preview, Grand Final Day 2020, and it looks magnificent at night time. Duck Juddy, Nath Brown are with us, the Triple M Super Super Special Comments Boys for the Grand Final. I just love seeing the biggest game and the spectacular look at night time. Makes sense to me, Nate.
It looks great, doesn't it? It looks absolutely fantastic, and well done to Queensland for putting this on and saving our season pretty much. But these players, it's going to be hot early because it is wet and it's going to be hard to control the football. And you need players like Gary Ablett, who is a one-touch player, Joel Selwood, who's a one-touch player. Looking forward to seeing Dustin Martin play. And obviously, heard a whisper that maybe Luke Delhaus does a defensive half-forward role on Bashir Hawley, who's been so good in all their grand finals. Hasn't had less than 15 disposals any final he's played, Bashir Hawley.
Good start.
Runner-up in both the Norm Smiths medals. Only Dusty Martin has stood between him and a couple of Norm Smiths. Juddy, that's good grand final form.
It is, and Duck made the point this morning, it might have been off-air, that the half-backs have often played really well in grand finals. And it's true, they often get a lot of Norm Smith medal votes, but generally it's your attacking mids that end up winning the award. So it'd be interesting to put that in your formula when you're looking at Norm Smith punting.
Well, if you look at over the years, Joe Henderson won off half-back, Hodgie's won a couple of Hurley's come runner-up twice. Off half-back, so there's been plenty. Ayrsy won two from the back pocket, so it goes back a long way. Back flankers, they poll well.
And Damo's voting tonight as well.
Is Damo
Chicken Little? Damo is voting on the Norm Smith medal tonight, so it just elevates that a little bit.
A bit of pressure goes on you when you're voting for that. It's probably the one thing that...
You don't want to muck that up, though.
Because it's in the paper the next day, and you want to be, you want to get it right. Ruck battle tonight, Duck. Going to be massive. Now, Richmond ranked 16th in clearances the whole year. All of a sudden in the finals, they match Brisbane, they beat St Kilda, plus 12 against Port Adelaide. Rhys Stanley, though, has been brilliant this year, pushing forward, and I imagine he's going to want to do that on Nankervis, who's not the quickest player, but tell you what, Rhys Stanley is lightning when he gets going.
Well, he's got to use his athleticism, and then when Nankervis sits behind the play, they've just got to make sure that he doesn't mark it like he did last week. But Tom Hawkins, obviously a key in the ruck as well. He's absolutely brilliant, Darce, for a forward ruck. He dominated that area
strong
last week.
He manhandles the big ruckman.
He takes front position, and you just can't get it off him once he's there.
You saw the big fella from Brisbane last week try to take back position to push him into the ball, but it didn't work. And then the other ruckman came in and tried to take back front position, and that didn't work either.
And just for the ruckman for boundary throw-ins, as the game goes on, the little boundary umpires get tired, Darce, as well. And their throw-ins become shorter. So if you're behind, you've got no chance of getting to the footy.
One of my pet hates in the game, Duck. The ruckman stand 35 metres back, never get to the contest. And Tom Hawkins has become an absolute weapon in that forward line. You'd like to think, Juddy, you do some planning around that tonight, because he's set up many, many goals by just grabbing the ball clean out of the ruck from the boundary throwing.
Yeah, I suspect Richmond would have done a fair bit of work on stoppages this week, full stop. I think for Geelong to win, they need to absolutely dominate that area of the ground. They are a great stoppage team. But I think that's the one area where they need to get a hold of Richmond if they're a chance to.
They rank number one in the AFL, Duke, four scores from stoppages in their forward half, the Cats, so they do it very, very well. And Tom Hawkins is the main part of that.
We are pumped. Night Grand Final, JB, the Duck, Juddy. We've got Nate Brown, the Chew Man, Tommy Brown at ground level. And for McDonald's, take the heat off the new McSpicy Burger from Macca's. We're not far away, building up to the 2020 Toyota AFL Grand Finals. Thanks to McDonald's, Triple M rocks the Grand Final. Just a little short break because it's grand final day, Nate Brown, and we want to get straight back into it for Coates Hire.
That's nowhere near long enough.
This is the Triple M Footy Preview into the grand final. Whenever you need a Coates Hire, can make it happen. Search Coates Hire today. Both sides out onto the ground, and all of a sudden the night sky looks clear and a beautiful image over the Gabba. It's been the home of football in Queensland for much of the 2020 season, Nate, and we're not far away from the first bounce here in this historic night.
Can't wait for it, Duke. And I'm fascinated, Duck, with the matchup between Tom Hawkins and Noah Bolter. Tom Hawkins, you think he's such a big man, he takes a lot of contested marks and marks on the lead, but he is number one in clearances inside the forward 50, and he's also number two in the AFL for ground ball gets inside the forward 50. He gets it in the air, does it on the ground. So Noah Bolter, very good player, but this is his biggest challenge in his career.
It is, and the last time he played on him, he had a lot of support, Noah Bolter. I mean, Grimes basically was playing, he was playing on a first game.
Loose man.
Yeah, and he was a loose man. He got across, supported, but you're right, it's in and around the ruck where he's very, very damaging. But Bolter, big job, because he actually did, if you look at the last time they played, he had him beaten a number of times. And as I said, it was Grimes and others that got across to support him.
Nathan Barrett, I think, told us a week ago, Duke, that he believes it's going to be a grand final from now on, which is interesting. I love the look of this, Juddy. I love the look of it on television. I like the lights. I like the whole theme. I like the whole theatre of a night grand final.
I think, sorry, Jim, I'm with you 100%. I think it looks brilliant. We saw the pre-game entertainment. There was a little bit of confusion about some of the names within this circle, JB, but I thought the look of it...
We're a rock station.
And the way the fireworks lit up and just the visual look of this, I think it's terrific. Yep. And I really hope it stays for good.
Yeah, no, I like it. It looks fantastic. Just another one of those matchups, and an ex-player at your old club, Dale House. I think he'll get a negating role on Hooley. Hooley, who, as we've said, has played really, really good. Did you say that before? You're just looking at me a little bit funny.
Keep going, though.
Yeah, no, I think he might get that negating forward role on Hooley, who's so damaging off half back, as we know. So I think if he can keep Hooley quiet and maybe pinch a goal, then he's done a great job.
Just looking at some serious work going into the Achilles tendon of a player there for the Tigers.
Basher Hooley,
I believe, who's getting that worked over. Now, that doesn't look like something that's a regular occurrence, that Juddy is our medical expert on the panel today. What do you make of that, Achilles work?
Yeah, it's a worry, Duke. It's something I'll be looking at. It looks like a heat type of cream, Duke, on the out of gastric, I would have thought, the gastric nemus. And we'll be watching that closely as the game goes on.
You might have caught up on this, but he bumped Dr. Rowan White and said, I'll take care of the medical.
I ran into him yesterday, actually.
Rowan White, did you?
Rowan White,
really?
Yeah, just near the box.
Licking his wounds after Juddy's shoved him off.
Some people aren't comfortable veering into medical territory, Davey, but I'm not one of them. I'm happy to put my hand up, and as a self-taught expert, I think the listeners appreciate that.
Well, the great Spud Frawley, of course, spoke for 25 minutes at a 500-strong room as a doctor.
He had doctor on his name badge, didn't he? And didn't think to correct anyone that was the coach. The True Man is here. Great to have the True Man on board. 18th time he's been representing Triple M on Grand Final Day and two-time day, two-time night statistician for the North Melbourne Football Club. Thanks to Movember. Welcome to you, True Man.
Yeah, good evening, Das. Well, as we know, the Cats have a very good record at the Gabba. They've won 5 out of 5 this year by an average winning margin of 53 points. The Tigers have actually won 11 out of their past 12 at this very venue as well. Just a team stat that we'll look out for Geelong. Number one for contested ball differential. When they've won that particular stat by 10 or more this year, they've won 11 out of 12. He spoke about Basher Hooley. Past 2 premiership wins, he's averaged 26 disposals and 490 metres gain. And just one final stat, Das. The team that's kicked the opening goal has lost the past 6 grand finals.
It's a remarkable stat, that, isn't it? Opening goal, and then you do not go on to win. In Australia, men account for 3 out of 4 suicides. Go grow a mo to save a bro. Go to Movember.com. Thanks to the True Man with the Triple M Movember stats. Might get back down to Tommy Brown. We'll just keep you an eye on Basher Hooley before Tommy having some late work on his calf and Achilles. Anything to tell us there?
Das, I can tell you, as you guys correctly described, he had some pretty intense work done on that Achilles from the doctors and the physios, including, I think, James Rance is one of their physios. He's now warming up really, really well, so there's no sign of any ongoing issues, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it during the night. Just to paint the picture, the atmosphere here is absolutely electric. I know there's some debate, which we've touched on online, about the entertainment, but things are absolutely on edge here. This is just such an exciting build-up tonight. In terms of the preparation, it has been interesting. Richmond spent a very quiet day here in Brisbane, having spent the night here last night. Geelong came up this afternoon. The Tigers had a familiarisation run here on the Gabba yesterday afternoon. I know Geelong's record speaks for itself. 53 points, as Ash reflected on, their winning margin average this year, but they haven't had that familiarisation run. But they're just so comfortable here on the Gabba, Geelong. So it's just going to be an incredible night, guys.
Tommy Brown for Bob Jane T-Marts. Buy 3, get 1 free on selected performance tyres from Bridgestone and Yokohama, bobjane.com.au. And I'm just looking back again, Nate, and I'm with you guys. I think once you've seen a night grand final, there'll be no turning back for mine. I think the ratings will be enormous. We understand we're going to need to get every bit of remuneration we can in the game, and it just makes sense. It looks fantastic and here to stay for Mike.
The other thing for me, Duke, and I know they've signed this deal at the MCG till the middle of the bloody century. I said at the time I thought that was a shame because I thought we had the opportunity as a code to take this road show all around Australia. It's gone to Brisbane for the reasons we know. It's been a huge hit this week in Brisbane. This game will be a massive success. The fact, Nath, that we can't do that in Perth, in Adelaide, in Sydney, I think is a real shame.
Once upon a time, Jim, we didn't have the alternate venues to fill it up, but now we've got the Perth Stadium. The Gabba looks great. Adelaide Oval looks unbelievable. So I agree, we should be able to share it around. And, Duck, you're a big advocate for taking the stats of fumbles in a footy game. It's never been more prevalent than this first quarter in the wet in a grand final.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The team that's cleanest will win this game of footy, and the good players get better in the wet, I reckon, and that's why Gary Ablett, I think, is so important, because he just doesn't fumble. So, and Edwards and these sorts of guys, they're just so clean in the wet. Dusty Martin picks it up like it's a dry ball.
Speaking of clean, the Cup ambassador was fairly clean, Simon Black.
I'm not
Black.
Sure he ever fumbled in any game he played in, Simon Black, over 300 games. And one of the most...
looks like he's 22.
Yeah, Norm he looks Smith. Great, doesn't he? He's a fiddle.
Yep.
Carried out on the back of the surf, life-saving surfboard, big part of the Queensland culture up there. So a nice touch with Blackie. Ripping guy, ripping player, Simon Black presenting the Premiership Cup, and it will be Ash Barty.
Ian Nankervis.
And Ian Nankervis for the Cats. If the Cats win it, we'll hand over the Premiership Cup. A little bit of a storm in a teacup, that wasn't it? It's ridiculous that any of that was an issue. Ash Barty's the world number one tennis player. I think a fine choice, Duck.
Oh, absolutely, and a massive Richmond supporter. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is someone that goes to every game she can. I believe when she's overseas, Darcy, she gets the live stream, watches everything.
Yep, fantastic. It'd be great to see Ash Barty as the women's world number one tennis player presenting the Premiership Cup if the Tigers win tonight. We're just glancing at the screen. Paddy Dangerfield, Juddy. You've done it on the big stage and played your best, but I just get the feeling he's going to be a man possessed today, Paddy Dangerfield.
Yeah, that's one of the exciting subplots, isn't it? To get to see one of the all-time greats on the big stage.
Australians all there.
Rendition of just the national anthem.
Extra little bit there.
It was good. Tim McCallum is his name. I think he might have appeared on The Voice.
Jeez.
And he had a very nice
his own version at the end there, Jim.
He went again.
He did.
I liked it.
I liked it, Jim.
Interesting the Cats chose not to hug, Jim. I've always felt that the hugging is a sign of weakness in that national anthem.
I see.
And they chose to stand as solitary.
You like that.
Solitary adult men.
I see.
And the Richmond looked a bit needy as they hugged each other.
The context, the judge wants to bring back the power stance the pros went with, so there's a little insight.
There's not a lot of singers these days. There's not a lot of people belting out the national anthem.
You've sung? We've seen the glasses on or off, because you've sung with the glasses on.
Just the glasses off, leading into a game.
A couple of Warriors now coming to toss the coin. Look at Joel Selwood. 13 years in his 14 seasons he's played finals. Record-breaking night tonight for Joel Selwood. And Trent Cotchin for the Tigers. Toss the coin.
Oh, you got the coin?
Oh, geez, it was no...
Face this way. Come over here.
No interaction at all between those two.
I liked it.
Joel, your call. Heads.
Tail.
What is it?
Tail.
He wasn't happy with the twinkles there, Joel.
He wasn't happy with any of that, Sel. Wasn't happy with Koch. Wasn't happy with the bloke tossing the coin. No. Wasn't happy with the decision, any of it.
What about the steely look in his eyes? 200th game as captain, Joel Selwood goes into the third on all time on that stat. And what a warrior that man has been over many, many years, Duck.
Quite amazing. One of the great leaders I think the game has ever produced, Joel Selwood. But quite amazing that he's played over 300 games, given how he goes at the
footy.
I mean, to last that long is a freak of nature in itself.
Just hearing that our call is synced perfectly with the TV, so if you feel like being entertained, and just hearing the grand final in a slightly more loose and, as you see it, fashion, then you can listen to Triple M, of course.
Already got a loose vibe about it.
Well,
tonight.
No crown brings that.
It was a very serious Dangerfield after the game last week, Judge. And Duck, what did you make of that? Because I felt like he didn't enjoy the moment like he could be. I know he wanted to be really serious going into this game. He's going one more time, but I just wanted him to enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got guys like Harry Taylor who you could just see the joy that he knows, and it could be his last game as well. But the joy that he had, and you're right, Danger was very, very...
Is he putting a lot of pressure on himself by doing that?
I reckon he would be in good, you know, because he's up to that, and he'd be waiting for this moment for such a long time. I think there'd be a part of him that he's just relieved he's finally getting an opportunity.
Starting
and another part of him that's going to absolutely explode.
And Dalhouse on Hooley.
Starting forward, and Dalhouse has gone to Hooley.